Congress seeks findings from NFL's investigation into Washington football team. By Dylan Gwynn on October 21, 2021. A pair of House Democrats have sent a letter to the NFL demanding that the league release the results of the investigation into the Washington football team's workplace culture. The letter was prompted, at least in part, by the release of emails containing racist and misogynistic language between former Raider coach John Gruden and then Washington football team president Bruce Allen. Las Vegas, Nevada, September 26. Head coach John Gruden of the Las Vegas Raiders argues a call during the second half of a game against the Miami Dolphins at Allegiant Stadium on September 26, 2021 in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Raiders defeated the Dolphins 31-28 in overtime. Photo by Chris Unger / Getty Images. The league did not release the findings of an investigation into the team led by attorney Beth Wilkinson. In addition, the NFL has said they will not release the 650,000 emails that were collected as part of that investigation. According to ESPN, the letter, sent by Representative Carolyn B. Maloney, Democrat New York, who is the chairwoman of the Committee on Oversight and Reform, and Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, Democrat Illinois, asked the league to turn over a number of documents and answer numerous questions involving the investigation by November 4. They want the NFL to produce all documents and communications obtained in connection with the investigation into the WFT, its management, its owners, and any other matter relating to or resulting from the WFT investigation. They also want the NFL to detail its role in Wilkinson's investigation and why there was no written report after 150 people had been interviewed. It also raised concerns about non-disclosure agreements that former employees had signed. And it wanted to know the role of the NFL's general counsel, Jeff Pash, in the investigation. Pash's close relationship with Allen was revealed in some of the leaked emails on topics that ranged from jokes on the league's diversity initiatives and rescinding an NFL fine. Allen was fired at the end of the 2019 season. After Wilkinson's investigation concluded, Washington paid a $10 million fine. In addition, team owner Daniel Snyder appointed his wife, Tanya Snyder, co-CEO of the team, and she took over day-to-day operations while he focused on efforts to find the team a new stadium. Atlanta, Georgia, October 3. A detailed view of the helmet of Wes Schweitzer numbered 71 of the Washington football team is seen during the game between the Washington football team and the Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on October 3, 2021 in Atlanta, Georgia. Photo by Kevin C. Cox / Getty Images. We have serious concerns about what appears to be widespread abuse of workplace conduct at the WFT and about the NFL's handling of this matter, Maloney and Krishnamoorthy wrote. Communications between league management and WFT leadership also raises questions about the league's asserted impartiality in these investigations. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy acknowledged receiving the letter and said the league looks forward to speaking to Representative Maloney's office soon.